There are lines that we set up as you and I become us. When we start, there is less struggle when they're crossed. But on days already rough, the lines get close enough to touch, and the smallest movement sets all the alarms off. It takes so long to find, can easily get lost. Well, I still time left to say the afternoon before we say something that isn't true. Is there still time left to say the afternoon? I've said things that I regret, some after days, some after breaths, and I know my pride can get the best of me. But this is not some massive fire destroying fields hour by hour, but it burns me up a bit when you leave angry. So before you go, please listen to my plea. Well, I can't figure out what to do. Is there still time left to say the afternoon? Save us from the silent treatments, save us from the separate sleep, save us from the thoughts that this could be the end. Hope in making the first move, catch you thinking the same thing too. And you crack that smile and we can start. Let's use tonight to make our amends. Well, I can't figure out what to do. Is there still time left to save the afternoon before we say something that isn't true? Is there still time left to say the afternoon. On the moon, there is dust in space, there is dust on
has us in a clouded place. There is dust in the road, there is dust on the cars. It's climbing up each blade of grass, filling up the yard. Nothing sticks to you. Now you're moving too fast to touch. You make me feel so still. Dust on the gate, there is dust on the porch. There is dust coming in through the cracks in the door. There is dust on the carpet, now there's dust on the rugs. Moving up each picture frame to every picture of us. I used to feel the world moving underneath my feet. Every chance I seemed to get was a vehicle for me. Then you had to hit the jackpot of my biggest dreams. And now I see you at the cashier and I'm turning green. You're moving too fast to touch. You make me feel so still, like I'm collecting dust. We're all smiles and compliments underneath bread and beer. Candy shells, how sugar shines. Angry bitter wine, twisting, turning. Dust in my scars, dust in my eyes, dust in my heart, dust in my head, dust in my ears, dust in my skin, dust in my nose, dust in my teeth, dust in my soul.
I'm J.D. Doyle, bringing you part two of Out Radio for May, and that was the latest two singles by a favorite artist of mine, Eric Hyman. You heard Save the Afternoon and Dust. And next, well, I never expected to ever play Jerry Lee Lewis on this show. He is one of the characters portrayed in the Broadway hit musical Million Dollar Quartet. Levi Kreis, who I've interviewed several times, played Jerry Lee in the show, and it got him a Tony Award, and during the process, an unexpected duet. It was not part of the show, but they arranged for Levi and Jerry Lee Lewis to record a song together. And of course, it's terrific. I understand it is only available on special editions of the show cast album, sold at the theater. Well, that just makes it more special. Here's that duet, the song Money. And then taken from the cast album is Levi by himself on Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On.
This thing's not for free. You can give it to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. I want money. That's what I want. Your love, it gave me such a thrill. But love ain't gonna pay my bills. I want money.
Can't use. I want money.
Oh, that's what I want.
That's what I want. of a thing, it's true. But what it don't buy, just can't use. I want money. That's what I want.
Well, that energy is tough to follow, so I'm not even going to try. Instead, I'm very pleased to bring you the latest single by Jeffrey Altergott. It's called Unleashed.
You say I'm not ever gonna make it. You're either gonna love or gonna hate. It's just the way, it's just the way. Your life behind the wall, you live your life afraid to fall, afraid to fall. I should have unleashed myself from you the minute that I stopped getting through. I should have. Soaking wet when small stuff makes you sweat. It's your way, it's your way. The past is hard to leave behind when you're the one that robbed love blind and I'm the one who paid. could give. Still have a life to live, and you threw that all away.
I love that. It was called Temporarily Insane and was by San Francisco artists Joshua Clip and Catastrophe. I interviewed Josh in 2007, so I had been following his music with interest and wasn't really surprised by the direction of his new album. It's called Josh Clip and the Cliptones Live at Enrico's, and it's a smooth jazz album that cannot fail to remind you of the work of Chet Baker. And that's a pretty good spot to be in. I'm very pleased to bring you an interview with Josh about the new album. But before we get into it, let's hear a bit of one of the songs, Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told the friendly star, way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are, why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hill. I even told the golden daffodil. At last, my heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore.
What's the name of the new recording?
It's called Josh Klipp and the Kliptones Live at Enrico's.
And how did it come about?
You know, I've been wanting to do a jazz album for a long time, and in 2010 I promised myself that that was the year I was going to do it. And I'd been working with Julie Wolf as a producer. Julie Wolf is the longtime piano player for the Indigo Girls. And unfortunately, she's on the road a lot, and so it just kind of kept getting pushed back. So finally, I was like, all right, that's it. I got to do this before the year is up. So I just did a live album. It's really how it happened, because I set the goal and I needed to hit it.
Well, my first thought when I heard about the album is it seems the songs from your first album that got the most attention, like Little Girl and One Life, were more dance-oriented. So were people mm-hmm. surprised at this new project?
Not anyone who knows me. I actually used to do jazz before I did pop, and then when my voice changed, it was a lot harder to do jazz because this, you know, jazz gigs can run 3 or 4 hours, and you can do, you know, up to 40 songs in a night, and my voice was just wasn't ready for that. So to me, this is, and to anyone who's you know been following me for a while, this is actually kind of like coming home.
And what's the reaction to the new one been so far?
People love it. The pop album, Won't Stop Now, is really different but had a lot of great songs with great messages. And I think that's what people really liked about that one. That it was really danceable, very catchy stuff. This is just the stuff that people grew up with, that their grandparents and their parents and they listen to, and everybody still kind of knows the songs and you know the words, and it's like Sunday morning breakfast, you know. It's just nice, and people like it, you know. It's like brunch. Yeah.
I was in San Francisco last June, and I saw a bunch of people performing. You did a very short set, and I was just really psyched when you did The Way You Look Tonight.
Oh, that's right, over at Supper Club.
Yeah,
that was fun. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I love doing these kinds of songs.
What song from the album seems to be getting the most attention?
That's hard to say. I think The Way You Look Tonight is one that people really like, and also Everything Happens to Me, which is a little lesser known standard made most famous by Chet Baker, which is what I'm working on next. It's a Chet Baker tribute.
I love him. Who doesn't love Chet Baker?
Only people who've never heard of him.
Really? So for the new album, do you have a favorite track?
Well, I really like Everything Happens to Me, and I really like Bewitched, and of course those are the two ballads on there. And The Way You Look Tonight is one of my favorites. It's one that I do at pretty much any event where there are going to be lots of trans people, because it's my way of saying just how beautiful I think our people are. So sounds kind of cheesy, but it's true. That's what's in my head when I'm singing it, not making it up.
I think it's wonderful.
Thanks.
Someday, when I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, There is nothing for you but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Love thee, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. So soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Love thee, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look.
What's been the greatest thrill so far in your music career?
Oh, man, JD, that's a big question.
Uh-huh. You're a big guy.
Yeah, no. The greatest thrill so far. Well, I think hitting the Billboard charts was pretty awesome. that was pretty great. There was a smile on my face for over a month because of that.
Yeah,
there was. Not gonna lie.
I almost hesitate to ask this next question, and you're saying, "Uh-oh."
Uh-oh.
As the premise of the question kind of contradicts itself, but have you gotten to the point when doing interviews that the trans angle comes up less and less, and it's just about the music?
Definitely, definitely. Unless it's you know, somebody that's never, you know, it depends, because in communities where it's still kind of a new thing, if the interviewee is in a community like that, it still comes up a lot. But, you know, like, you've been doing the Queer Music Heritage for a long time, and different interviews that I've done where it's kind of, it's really not anything to talk about anymore, but there is still a need for it in some places. And so in a lot of places, when the interview originates from something like that, then it does come up.
Oh, it's very valuable territory. We did a very thorough interview in 2007. You believe it's that long ago?
No, I can't. I'm glad we're still friends.
Oh, of course. I think you already
touched on this, but what's ahead for the next album?
Next, I'm working on a Chet Baker tribute, and that will be with Julie Wolfe. She actually studied the music of Chet Baker when she was in college, and so it's a subject that's very personal, near and dear to her. She loves his music as well. And it's going to be interesting because I don't think it's going to be your standard, you know, we put together a bunch of tracks and then put it all out at once. I think it might be more of a series of EPs or of like mini releases along the way. And that's partly because of her schedule. She tours a lot, and partly because of just the, you know, cost involved.
Yeah.
She's going to be what we're calling the musical director, and of course she's going to be my pianist on it as well. But so she's going to be working with me on kind of creating, reinterpreting Chet Baker through me.
And this is a good place to play a song from the current album. And it's one that was quite expertly recorded by Chet Baker, but I love Josh's version as well. The song, Everything Happens to Me.
I make a date for gone, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to throw a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, I sent an airmail special to. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage too. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. My heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special to. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and that it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
This is Josh Klipp, and you're listening to Out Radio.
Now, you heard Josh talk about Julie Wolfe. I'm looking forward to what production genius she'll give to his next album. I know this because I have her solo album, Walk the Worn Out Floor, from 1996. From it is the song, How Will You Remember Me?
How will you remember me? When this love affair ends, how will you remember me when two lovers meet as friends? Will you smile a secret smile when someone speaks my name? When you pass the places where we first romanced, will you pause and reminisce of moments shared together? How will you remember me as our bright colors disappear? Will all the things we've said and done simply fade into the years, memories of laughter mixed with tears? As for me, I'll be fine. I'll keep your kiss, your touch, your magic locked into my mind. And when I think of you, I will remember you with love.
That was Julie Wolfe. For another change of pace, there's a band in Australia called Jungle, and by them is the song Found.
When I was found, I had all the best defenses, didn't give you no attention. But you put me around when you spoke to me about how you found your very own adventure. Then, what was I supposed to do except hide behind your shadow? Then, though you
thank you.
That was the title track from the first CD by Ryan Quesada. The song and CD are called Distraction. I'm going to steer this segment back into jazz, but this song you would have to call experimental jazz. From German artist Michael Schiffel, from his 2003 album called Gay, is I Must Have That Man.
I'm so unhappy. Left all alone. Ain't got nobody to love now. The man I longed for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come someday. Whatever he is, I want to be his way. I don't need a mommy, I don't need a friend. My heart is aching, it won't ever mend. There's no mistake, this must come to an end. But I must have that man. Just like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how this boy can cheat. But I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she is kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person, much worse than just bad. I'm half a life and he's driving me mad. He's only human and he can be had. And I will have that man. Do-da-dee-do-da. This boy can cheat, but I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she is kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I will never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human and he can be had, and I will have that man.
Spoiled love that's only slightly soiled, love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's willing to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in that childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love, old love, new love, every love but true love, love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale. Stairs, love for sale.
And from Julian Yeo's latest album, Deep Purple Dreams, is the classic Love for Sale. This is J.D. Doyle, and closing this segment is K.J. Dennert from her 2008 CD, K.J. Dennert, Dal Vivo a Umbria Jazz, and Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've dreamed of. In a Can I? if birds can fly over the rainbow hill. Why then, oh, I can't. Why then, oh, I can't. There you are.
Thank you.